Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Saturday, September 12th. Welcome to our weekend episode of The Newsworthy called Special Edition Saturday. Today, we're taking a look at how museums around the country are working overtime to document history as it unfolds, from the pandemic, to the protests, to the political atmosphere. My guest today is Margie Hofer. She's the Vice President and Museum Director at the New York Historical Society, the oldest museum in New York City. The team there has been working to collect various items now that will eventually tell the story of 2020 to future generations. It's part of their History Responds initiative that they actually launched 19 years ago this month after the terror attacks on 9/11 to preserve historically important moments in the making. Well, Margie will explain how this year is especially unique. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this. Hi, Margie. Thanks so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me, Erica.
So first, I'd love to hear how you would describe the significance of the year 2020 and how it might be viewed decades from now.
I think most people will agree that 2020 has been one of the most traumatic years in our nation's history. We've suffered an enormous death toll from the coronavirus pandemic, the economic devastation caused by the business shutdowns, and the protests and ongoing unrest sparked by the murder of George Floyd and other Black people at the hands of police. And to top it off, our country's political divide seems to be growing ever wider and leading to violence. So it's been quite a year.
How does this really differ from previous projects?
Our previous projects have all had pretty clear beginning and ending points. And this has just been one crisis after another. So we have been in overdrive ever since mid-March and trying to capture this year so that future historians will be able to make something of it.
Something like 9/11 happened one time and then you're capturing the aftermath versus something that's ongoing and changing all the time?
Yeah, we certainly collected around September 11th for several years following the event, but it unfolded in a way that we knew what we were dealing with. And I think with the pandemic, the news has changed so quickly. Our early collecting now seems almost naive in retrospect, when in those early days, we were collecting the face masks that people were stitching at home as we were fearful of running out of PPE, well before we even knew that face masks would be recommended for everyone to wear.
Tell us more about the types of items you're collecting.
We are collecting objects, documents, photographs, video, artwork that speak to what it was like to live through this moment. So a lot of them might seem ordinary. We're collecting the homemade face masks, PPE generated from 3D printers to ease the shortage of protective equipment, bottles of hand sanitizer made by whiskey distilleries that pivoted production in response to the pandemic, and we're collecting artwork in response to the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter protests.
Yeah, can you speak to what historians look at to paint a picture of the past and why these items are so vital in telling that story?
The kind of evidence that is available through news outlets and typical recording of history, that's easy to come by. And I think what we can offer through the History Response Collecting Program is the experience of the typical American going through this and what life is like under lockdown. A very important aspect of our collecting is the story that goes along with any given item. I mean, it just boosts the historic value exponentially when we have a personal story behind it.
This episode is not over yet. She'll be sharing the item that has stood out the most to her of all the things they've collected so far this year. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, SteadyMD. Now more than ever, we're all thinking about our health. Well, SteadyMD offers a way to get personalized care from the comfort of your own home. So you can skip the trip to the doctor's office and having to wait who knows how long in the waiting room. I'm sure most of you can relate. And you will not get some random doctor. Instead, SteadyMD matches you specifically with a doctor who can relate to you and that you can have a real relationship with. You start by taking a quiz to get matched with a licensed primary care physician who understands your health needs. Next, you have a one-hour appointment with your doctor, and after that, your doctor is available to you anytime by text, phone, or video chat. So when I recently went through this initial quiz, I liked that I was matched with a couple of primary care physicians to choose from who also both enjoy hiking and yoga, and they have expertise in the types of healthcare I like to receive for my needs. You could want something different, and that's the point. You get unlimited access to your doctor for $99 per month, so learn more and take the free quiz to see which doctor is a fit for you at steadymd.com/newsworthy. There's no long-term commitment to get started. Just go to steadymd.com/newsworthy. Now, back to my conversation with Margie Hofer. Any one item that is your favorite so far, or maybe that you feel is the most significant that you've collected?
One item that really touched me is a piece of sculpture that an artist created and displayed in Tompkins Square Park in Lower Manhattan. The artist, he lost his brother during the pandemic and was unable to give him a proper funeral. And so he created this piece of sculpture as a tribute to him. But it became something much larger than that because visitors to the park would leave flowers, and it evolved into a memorial for coronavirus victims more generally. And Jim began keeping a daily tally of deaths from the coronavirus. This evolving and sort of spontaneous memorial has real echoes in the types of spontaneous memorials created after September 11th. We were happy that he agreed to donate it to the Historical Society once he feels its time in the park is done. And I think that will continue to have a lot of meaning going forward.
And what is your hope for this project today and in the future as people look back on this moment?
Well, our goal is to build a collection and an archive that will help future historians understand and interpret this extraordinary time. And we also hope that our materials will be used in future exhibitions to engage the general public in reflecting on this time. We know that our 9/11 collections have had considerable use over the years. We ended up transferring a large number of items to the National 9/11 Museum. So we hope that the 2020 materials will have a continued relevance and be important for decades and maybe centuries to come.
And the New York Historical Society has just reopened its doors to visitors this week. And they're also offering a free outdoor exhibition called Hope Wanted, New York City Under Quarantine. They have more information at nyhistory.org. And as always, you can read more about our guest and this topic in today's episode notes at thenewsworthy.com. Of course, don't forget to tune in to our regular episodes Monday through Friday when we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. Thanks again for joining us. I'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. Until then, have a great weekend.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.